From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter is in Iraq's Kurdistan Sunday. He's there to review the ongoing military offensive to retake Mosul. As the Pentagon chief went into talks with the Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani, U.S. officials said Kurdish Peshmerga forces had almost reached their goals in the week-old offensive. The battle plan is for the forces to stop along a line at an average of 20 kilometers outside the city of Mosul. Meanwhile, Pope Francis Sunday appealed for peace in Iraq, saying violence in the country had left him speechless. During his comments for his weekly Angelus prayer from the window of the Papal Apartments overlooking St. Peter's Square, Francis said his thoughts were with the inhabitants of Mosul. He says our souls are shocked by the brutal acts of violence that are far too long being committed against innocent citizens. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported heavy clashes and airstrikes that shook the Syrian city of Aleppo Sunday. It comes as heavy fighting resumed after the end of a three-day truce declared by the government ally Russia. The truce ended without any evacuations by the UN, which would have allowed wounded civilians to leave and the delivery of aid. The pro-government Arab coalition Sunday stepped up airstrikes on an Iran-backed rebels in Yemen as clashes raged on the ground. Warring parties ignored a UN call to renew a fragile ceasefire. This 72-hour ceasefire took effect just before midnight Wednesday to allow aid deliveries in Yemen. It officially ended at midnight on Saturday. This is VOA News. The United States is warning U.S. citizens of the potential risk of a terror attack or attempted kidnapping of foreigners in Istanbul, Turkey. The consulate in Istanbul said in a message late Saturday that extremist groups continued their aggressive efforts to attack Americans and other foreigners in the city. A notice on its website said the attacks may be pre-planned or could occur with little or no warning. Hillary Clinton has soared to a 12-point lead over Donald Trump in the race for the White House, according to a new poll Sunday. It comes as a Democratic presidential frontrunner stepped up efforts to see her party make gains in Congress. Clinton is in the swing state of North Carolina Sunday after two stops in Pennsylvania and definitely has a momentum with 16 days to go before the election day. The former Secretary of State is reaching out to undecided Republicans and independents and has said she will focus on boosting Democratic candidates in House and Senate races. At least 172 inmates escaped from a Haitian prison near the capital of Port-au-Prince during an armed mutiny, killing one guard. Many escaped with police weapons, according to local media. One prisoner climbed over a wall and fell to his death, while two other detainees were wounded in a hospital. The prison manager said a guard was shot dead and two other police officers were wounded. Italian officials say that 14 bodies have been recovered in a two-day period on smugglers' boats that were packed with migrants making the journey across the Mediterranean. The Italian Coast Guard says the dead included a 25-year-old pregnant woman. In all, 5,700 migrants were rescued from dozens of small boats and rubber dinghies in the time between Friday and Saturday. Fighters from the al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab group said Sunday that they had retaken control of a town in central Somalia after hundreds of Ethiopian troops serving with African Union's AMISOM force withdrew. It was the third time this month that the group had moved into a town after the departure of Ethiopian forces. An unmanned cargo ship operated by the U.S. company Orbital ATK arrived Sunday at the International Space Station and delivered 2.5 tons of food and supplies to the 6 astronauts that are living in orbit. That cargo ship will remain attached to the space station until November. Astronauts will fill it up with trash before sending it to burn off upon reentry to the Earth's atmosphere. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.